Hello there, and welcome to...
Carry on.
Hello there, and welcome
Goodbye
to
there.
Another episode... You're breaking the streak, my son.
But I thought... In order to move something
forward...
Why
did I call you my son? That's weird.
I'm just going to be silent from now on. Carry on.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables. We have failed you. As you can see, it is Wednesday.
Oh, no. It's Wednesday. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sure our fans are devastated. Our 3.5 persons are crying themselves to sleep because they do not have The Unwatchables.
Maybe the less than 1% of people from Australia.
Yeah.
But yes, it is Wednesday.
I remember.
Haha.
I remember early on, in May or something, I just looked at the analytics for our podcast, and it turns out we had, like, someone in India listening to us. So I was like, what?
Enjoy and the noises of me drinking iced tea.
I remember when we had our first, person from England listening to us, you were freaking out of it. You're like, oh, we've reached the globe! We're spreading!
Except we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We get, like, 4 plays per episode. Yay. So, guys, this is the end of the
Except our one about King George, where we just fanboy over him. That has, like, 14, so...
Da-da-da-da-da!
Nope. Not happening.
You know what's depressing is our trailer has the most plays of all of our episodes.
Oh, gosh.
By, like, almost 15 plays. Oh. It's got, like, 56.
Gosh.
We peaked before we even started.
Ah, nice. Anyway, hi, guys. Today we're going to be talking about Sherlock Holmes and Sherlock.
Holmes.
Holmes, Sherlock.
I just said Holmes. Is it home? It's home. Do you
Sherlock
pronounce the
Holmes.
L?
I do like a medium silent L. Kind of like
yeah, like
Holmes.
I don't say
it's Holmes. Like Holmes.
I don't say Holmes.
It's Holmes.
I say yeah. Like does anyone say Holmes?
It's like
that'd
back
be
of the
weird.
Throat. It's like Holmes. Holmes. Like back of the
Holmes.
Throat. Holmes.
Yeah, like when I say
like
L
Holmes.
Normally, it's like
kind
up
of,
by the teeth, right?
Kind of like,
L.
Kind of like Holmes. Holmes. Not like, it's not Holmes, it's Holmes.
Like, when you say L, it's usually up by, like,
L.
The teeth, right?
Yeah, L.
But this one, it's like Holmes.
It's back in the throat.
Well, on the other hand, library, I'm, like, touching my teeth with my tongue. Holmes. It's like you're trying to say the L, but you're failing. But you're not failing, because that's what you're trying to say.
And Sherlock Holmes never fails.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes.
And then there's Dr. John's son of Watt.
He created the Watt.
No, the Watt created him because he is the son of the Watt.
He's the son of a what?
Ba-dum-tsh.
Anyway. Yeah, we're just going to be talking about Sherlock today, probably, unless we get totally off topic halfway through, as usual. So, Sherlock, it's your favorite show, am I right? Am I correct, Amundo? Or Stranger Things?
I think I prefer Sherlock to Stranger Things.
Same. I love Sherlock.
Sherlock is
mostly
king
just
right
because,
now.
Mostly just because Benedict Cumberbatch is awesome in every role he's ever had.
Benedict Cumberbatch is my favorite actor.
He's just so perfect in every role.
So good.
Yep. Like,
more like... Benedict Cumber perfect.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
And I just love how he always gets on everyone's nerve. He just pisses off everyone he meets.
Sherlock is the best.
Yeah. He's a high... What does he call himself? Like a high function...
High-functioning sociopath?
High-functioning sociopath, which is just
I'm
amazing.
I'm a psychopath. I'm a high-functioning sociopath.
I'm a high-functioning sociopath.
I need to watch that show again. Yeah. I haven't seen it since when we all had a sleepover and watched it for 6 hours straight.
I remember that. And like
that was legendary.
Every time, so you know how Benedict Cumberbatch plays Smaug in The Hobbit?
I do.
Every time
yes.
I watch Hobbit from now on, I just can't get this image out of my head. Like Sherlock Holmes just crawling on all fours, speaking like Smaug. I just can't get it out of my head.
Oh, the way it comes to me is not as Sherlock. It comes to me as Doctor Strange. But other than that, it's the same feeling.
I've always been slightly amazed how different he looks in Sherlock and Doctor Strange. They look totally different. Like in Sherlock, he looks extremely young, but in Doctor Strange, he looks kind of old.
Sherlock is a good deal older than Doctor. Actually, no. Did Doctor Strange come out before the last season of Sherlock?
Uh huh. Or same year. I think they came out in the same year, possibly.
Really?
I don't know. The final season of Sherlock came out in 2017. When did Doctor Strange come out?
Was it 2016 or 2018?
Let's Google it.
I think it had to be before 2018 because that was when Infinity War came out.
Oh, Doctor Strangeling, when did you come out? 2016, calling it. My browser, I'm getting the infinite spinning circle of death.
Doctor Strange come out?
It's spinning indefinitely.
I hate 2016. That. Doctor Strange came out
2016.
In...
Booyah. Oh, found it. Found it. 2016.
Hey, Google. When did Doctor Strange come out?
Called it. In the United States of America. Hot called it. Booyah. Yeah, I guess so. And they just
so I guess
looked,
that came out before the last season
because
of Sherlock.
Doctor Strange's beard. But they, like, one looks extreme. Like, one looks like they're aging, while Sherlock looks like he's never aging.
Let me look it up. I need to watch Sherlock again. It's still on Netflix, right?
Probably. Hopefully.
I hope so. It better be.
I don't have Netflix anymore, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's depressing.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sherlock Holmes, yay! You haven't seen any of the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes, have you?
No, I have
not. I actually really enjoy it.
Okay, funny story. We were at a hotel in Florida once.
Oh, story time, yay.
Doing something.
Doing stuff.
And, what?
Doing stuff. You were at a hotel doing stuff.
Well, we were going to my grandparents' house, I think.
Nice.
And, we're in this hotel, and it was, like, really pretty decently late. We just flew in. We put on the TV, and the Robert Downey Jr. movie comes on, so I'm watching it, and I see, like, the first, like, 10 minutes, and then my mom's like, Connor, come to the store with me, and I'm like, aw, but I want to watch Sherlock, and she's like, no, that's a German
term. It's like Baba Bird.
Dramatic interpretation right there. No, she was like, come on, can you please come with me, and I was like, whatever, I've heard this movie isn't that good.
Who told you that movie's not good? I need names.
Probably just the fact that I loved Sherlock and
I need names.
Sherlock is the supreme.
I need
Sherlock.
Names.
So we go to like a Kmart or something. No, not a Kmart.
Kmart's like the trashiest store out there.
Yeah, not a Kmart. It was like a Whole Foods maybe.
Okay. Wholesales.
I don't know. All I remember is that I bought deodorant.
Good for you. Good for you, Connor.
So I missed the entire movie. We were coming back. Oh, it was really gross deodorant as well. It was like cream. It was nasty.
What? Cream deodorant?
I still have it, actually. Cream deodorant? That was like 2 years ago, but I still have the deodorant.
I feel like you have a lot of things that you collected 2 years ago. You just have a bunch of things scattered throughout your room. A bunch of little memories.
All over the floor.
A core memory. It's like your room is basically inside out headquarters. Every time you get something, oh, a core memory. I have to keep this.
Creamy deodorant that I bought in Florida while missing Sherlock?
A core memory.
Core memory. It's actually in like the bathroom closet, though. I should go get it and I can click it at the microphone. I would go get it if we had a camera, but we don't.
Was that calling me specifically out? Because you know for a fact that I like clicking things. In fact, I have a set.
Yeah, you were clicking your stupid earbuds all episode
last time.
In fact,
I have a clicker right now.
Just do not click it, Jackie.
You like that, guys?
I don't.
I like clicking things.
But yeah, and then we get lost on the way home from the grocery store.
And that's not helpful.
So we're lost in Florida. What?
And that's not helpful. I like clicking things, but sadly, most of the stuff in our house is made out of buttons and not switches or clickable things. What is it?
We don't have any button
okay,
light
wait,
switches.
What?
We just have
what
regular
is
light
clickable?
Switches.
Is it are buttons clickable? But buttons are
buttons are pressable.
But what's clickable?
Switches are flippable.
What's clickable?
This pen. I can click this pen.
So it's more of a pull or a push?
I think it's a push.
It's a push, but what's this called? What's this? Like where you push something off and you pop it back on.
I think either way you're pushing it off.
Are you clicking a mouse when you click things?
I think the click is just the sound. Defines the noise.
Sound, so therefore...
Not the way the noise is made. Like I can click my fingers.
That's a snap.
I think it counts as a click, though.
But it's not like... I've always felt like a click has to be two hard things against each other.
I felt a click is more sharp than a snap, actually.
Like, this is a snap. That's a click. Like, but that's a button. You're clicking the button on your pen.
There's no button, though. It's a cap.
What? No, I mean, like, if you have a button, if you have a pen that, like, where it can, where the pen can, like, go in and out, then you're clicking it right there. You're clicking your pen. But you're not pressing your pen.
I've been aggressively clicking a pen into the microphone the whole time you were talking, so no one's...
Why is that click?
No one's going to be able to listen to your speech that you were just giving because I was doing this aggressively
Connor,
in the microphone.
Why is that click?
I'm doing it again. Don't,
why is that clicking?
They're going to not be able to hear you.
Why is that clicking, but pressing buttons is not clicking?
Well, you know what? Hey, Google. What is the definition of clicking?
Here's the definition of clicking. Making a short, sharp sound.
That's not helpful.
Making a short, sharp sound.
Yeah, well, that's basically what we're saying, but what the... like? I don't even know. Can a switch be clicked? Like, putting up a... We're really asking the important
questions. It depends what noise
here.
It makes.
We are really questioning...
I think your buttons, like the buttons then in your house that you have, like the button switches, I think those would click.
But we're pressing them.
But I think then it's the noise, not the action.
Okay, kind of like the catch of the, like the like, the functional part of the button doing its work is to click.
It's the noise, not the action. It doesn't matter what's making the noise.
Anyway, we really are questioning the important things in the universe, aren't we?
So yeah, let me finish my story. The rest of this story really has nothing to do with Sherlock, but
we're clicking.
We were driving home from the grocery store and we got lost. And my mom decided it would be a good idea to ask some random shifty-looking guy in a tie-dye shirt standing near a casino if he knew where our hotel was.
Good job.
He was like, no.
Good job, Connor's mom.
And then we got home, and we watched The Kingsman.
Oh, Kingsman. I have not seen that. I want to.
It's a little bit weird.
Indeed, I've heard that.
Someone gets put in a meat grinder.
What? Excuse me? What? Isn't it supposed to be like James Bond, more dark?
It's essentially just crappy James Bond.
Okay, is it good though?
No, it was pretty terrible.
Wait, did you watch the first or the second one?
Both.
Which one?
In the hotel, we watched the first one. The first one is pretty decent. The second one's pretty bad.
Okay. Anyway, Sherlock is... Well, the Sherlock Holmes, the movie, the first one... is I love it so much. I've always loved it. And I always
discombobulate.
Discombobulate. I'm just not gonna judge it. I will never judge it because I don't want it. I don't want to not enjoy it. I really want to enjoy it. And if I ignore it, then I will enjoy it. So.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's how what works. Amnesia dust.
There are plenty of movies that I think are bad movies that I enjoy watching.
Well, I want to actually enjoy Sherlock Holmes as a good movie, and I do think it is a good movie, and if people come to me and try to explain why they think it's a bad movie, I will turn the other cheek and I will not listen. I will cover both my ears, and if I can't cover my ears, then I shall rip them out, and I will pop my eardrum. That's
the worst when you're on airplanes and your ears stop prepping.
Where your ears plug. I hate it so much.
What do you do to counteract that? Okay. I've always been told that chewing gum helps.
It does help chewing something, but So a few months ago, I had something where I had like water inside my ear and it was stuck there and it was like soaking on the eardrum or something. It was excruciating. It hurt so much. So what I did was I just lay down with that ear just in the pillow. And then when I just slept like that. And when I woke up, I had like a huge puddle of water on my pillow.
Oh,
So,
your brain juices leaked out, Jackie.
what?
It's your brain
My
juices.
brain juices. They were just like a bunch of liquid there. I was like, oh, that's why it was in my ear. Okay.
But yeah, I used to remember that
Been two
when
things,
I'd go on
definitely.
airplanes, I'd suck like
Yeah.
lifesavers
Oh, we
to
did that
like
too.
help
Like
with
every
it.
time we went on the plane, we had like our mom would just like sneak in a bunch of chewables just so you wouldn't pop your ears. And always I'm like, oh, don't worry, my ears won't pop. And then I ignore the candy, I ignore the chewables, and then an hour into the flight, my ears pop.
And that's when it like that's happened to me a little, like going up elevators before.
Has it?
Only a couple times.
And
It's
maybe
very
the
rare.
I think it does, I think it might have something to do with the like the height you're at.
Yeah, it does. Like
Yeah.
it happens to me when I drive up like tall mountains and stuff.
Oh, definitely. That happens.
Yeah.
That happens to me.
But it's the worst feeling ever.
Because you can't control it. Like if you cut your finger or something, you can kind of ease the pain by like putting pressure on it. But if you try and put pressure on your ear, it will make it even worse. There's nothing you can do to ease the pain. Nothing. Absolutely
So
nothing.
recently, I though this is just an example of this, but recently I went to Ireland, and I was trying to watch a movie on the plane, and my ears were all clogged up, so I could barely hear. Oh, it's the worst when you get off the plane and you can barely hear anything.
All right.
Does that happen to you too?
Yeah, it feels like you just, it feels like you're, it feels like you're having a hangover. You just walk out. I haven't personally had a hang.
Wait, whoa, whoa,
I have
whoa, whoa,
not
whoa, wait.
personally had a ha a
How old are
hangover
you?
yet. Not telling. I have not had a hangover personally yet, but I feel like I can judge what it would feel like. But I just feel like I'm stumbling out of the plane. I
Getting
just
off
like
planes is the
everything's
strangest experience
fuzzy.
ever.
Everyone's walking around. Everyone's shoving past you with their business bags, and then you just feel helpless. You feel like Paddington at Paddington Station when no one
You're
wants
just
you.
like dying. Like you can't hear anything. Depending on what flight, type of flight you went on, you're really tired.
Yeah.
Like,
Are you the kind
or
of
forget.
person? Are you the kind of person who sleeps on planes,
I
or do you
can't.
like,
I can't. I just
or do you like,
can't.
or do you like binge read? I remember, like
I don't. I do. I either binge read or one time I watched like four movies in one flight. It was a really long flight, though.
I've never had a flight with movies. We always get like a crappy,
I think it's
like
only
third class.
international flights.
Yeah, we've never got, we've only, we haven't gone out of the country before, so we've always just like the longest flight I've ever had is to California. So,
How long is that? 6 hours?
oh, it was pretty long, something like that.
I need to figure that out because. Why am I?
We took two flights. We took one
If
flight
it's
and
long
then.
enough to take two flights, like, that could potentially be, like, almost. Why will
But
my browser not open?
when you go out of the country, you have to go over water. So usually you guys would just have one flight, right?
Yeah, it depends on where you live, though, because sometimes there's not a big airport where you live. Luckily, we live near, like, a couple of really large airports,
Oh,
so.
yeah, we live some. Yeah, we do. We
But
do.
yeah, like. Good. Am I the only one that really, really, really loves being in airports?
What?
Am I the only one here out of the two of us?
I do. Okay.
Why?
Okay, I like airports, but I don't like planes.
I love airports, and sometimes I don't like planes, but other times I like really enjoy the experience of just being on a plane for a long time. I don't know why, even though it's not
Okay.
very fun.
I like takeoff. I like land.
Oh, takeoff is the worst part.
Like I love takeoff. It feels like you're in a
It's kind of
spaceship.
fun,
And then
but.
like you slowly see everything get smaller, but then after like 3 hours in and you've been looking at clouds for like 2.5 hours, it's terrible. But I love airports. I don't know what it is. I just feel like it just feels like everything's there. If you go to a big airport, it feels like every restaurant on earth is there, every shop's there, everyone's doing something different. It's just cool.
I'm
It's
also
like
like the type of weirdo that just sort of like, not like in a creepy way, but just sort of like watches people in airports, like observes. Like, have you ever heard of people watching?
I have heard of that.
Yeah, I do that. It's kind of weird, but I don't know. I'm not like
There are some
stalking them or
interesting
anything.
people at airports. Okay, I this is extremely random, but I told you this yesterday. I was just in a call with you. We were just like talking about what to do for a call. I just look to the right out the window. I just see a guy in a banana suit just strolling down the street.
Wait, please tell me you've never seen someone in a banana suit in an airport.
No, I have not.
That would be hilarious.
But I do. I have a few interesting stories of people in funny suits just strolling down our street. One, we used to have a pool, and you came to our pool before. We had a few summers ago. Sadly, we had to get rid of it.
I bet you wish you still had it now that we're all stuck in quarantine.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Except it's so hot where we live right now.
I've not really been good with chlorine, though, so.
Chlorine. Pools. Like, it doesn't bother me until, like, after I get out, but I always feel so dry.
I always get a sore throat.
I just get really, really, really dry.
Yeah. It feels like the entire moisture in your body has just been
And then I go to take a shower, and I still feel dry even after I've taken a shower.
So after me seeing this, I'm going to assume that he is perfectly sober, that he is a very happy man, and nothing is wrong with him.
Or maybe he feels like he just got off of an airplane.
Yep, so he's strolling down the street in a banana suit with no shame. And then a few summers ago, I think I was actually in the pool. Yeah, I was in the pool, and my sister just sees the cast of The Wizard of Oz just walking down the street. There's like the lion, there's the Tin Man, there's Scarecrow, and there's Dorothy. Just locked. Their arms are locked together, and they're just strolling down the street. It's just the weirdest thing ever.
Please, 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 please tell me this was sometime near Halloween.
No, it wasn't. It was the summer. It was like early in the summer.
What the heck?
I'm assuming it. Like, I don't know what happened to them. I'm pretty sure I don't have many younger brothers. I have one younger brother, but I'm pretty sure my younger brother just followed them for a bit and then came back, and they don't know where they went. But
he creepily followed the Wizard
that,
of Oz.
I'm assuming that it was for like a kid's birthday party. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, but why were they locked arms like skipping down the road if there were no kids present?
Well, it could always be some.
There must be method actors.
Yeah, right.
Really into their
it
characters.
Could be a social experiment.
That'd be an interesting job, like acting for kids' birthday parties.
That would be terrible. Like being a clown for a kid's birthday party must be the most depressing thing ever.
I feel like being anything. I don't think anyone hires clowns for birthday parties.
Anyway, we're neglecting Sherlock. We can't do that. We can't neglect.
One more thing. I think working like that at a kid's birthday party would be fun, like once or twice, and then you just get insanely tired of it.
I don't know. Younger kids, especially nowadays, just seem to be the most annoying creatures on earth. Like,
well, yeah, that
if
is
you're
correct.
And if you're dressed as something that they will love, then they will nonstop scream at you to do funny things. I don't know this for a fact.
What do you think it's like working at Disney World and like having to wear those costumes?
Okay, working at Disney World, I heard, is actually like an amazing job if you actually have a job.
Yeah,
there.
I feel like working at Disney World would be so much fun.
If you're
a
mascot, if you're Mickey Mouse, you're Minnie Mouse, you're Goofy, you're Captain Hook, you're Peter Pan, or you're a random Disney princess, your life is just going to be full of disappointments. You are going.
I was terrified of Captain. Wait, was it me that was terrified? Either me or my brother was terrified
you told
to death
me that.
Of Captain Hook when we
but
met him.
Imagine being Captain Hook. You're ready to make a bunch of kids smile, and then you go up to a 3-year-old. You're Captain Hook. You have like a giant head. You're like, hey there, buddy.
Except they never talk.
They don't. But I've always felt like Goofy.
But I think Goofy I feel like the mascots are probably just like regular.
They are.
Like I feel like employees probably all just sort of switch
Goofy,
out with that. I don't think it's like a
Goofy
job.
Goofy's the scariest mascot because his head's so big and his.
Do your insane Goofy voice right
okay,
now.
Okay, Connor. So have you been a good boy today? How have you been today?
One time I went to like a sports game for like some soccer team in Ireland.
A lot
and,
of things happened in Ireland for you. All your best stories are from
Ireland.
Ireland
is awesome.
I really want to go to Ireland.
Ireland is flip. Like, all of my stories are from. Like, a lot of them are just related to, like. Well, the stories I tell are all related to movie theaters, because, of course, for obvious reasons, this is a movie podcast. But, like, we were in Ireland, and we had this thing. And. So, this is the first part of the story. The mascot talked to us. It was really weird. Never been talked to by a mascot before. Another thing is, we're driving down through the parking lot, and we see, like, two motorcycles driving next to a car, and we're like, I wonder who that is. Maybe it's someone, like, slightly popular or something here. We learn later that it's the president of freaking Ireland.
Excuse me, what?
The president of Ireland was at the game that we were at.
Bruh.
I've seen the president of Ireland, like, 3 times in person.
That's awesome. I have a
He looks like Danny DeVito.
I have a funny story about a mascot at a baseball game. You know what baseball game I'm talking about, right? We used to go to them together.
I think so.
Yeah, you know. I'm not going to say where it is because that would expose our location and the hackers will get to us. They will find us and Goofy will find us and give us hugs and kisses. Anyway,
oh gosh. You saw that you're going to grow up to be a serial killer.
Nah. I'm going to save cereals. I'm going to save endangered cereal species. Anyway, I have a funny story about a mascot at a baseball game.
I like cereal.
We were at this baseball game. I think this is – we didn't go to – I don't think we went to this one with you guys, but – so my mom told me to go down to the mascot to get a signature just because she thought I'd like it. So I go down, and I'm like, hey, can I have a signature, please? And they're like – and they don't say anything. They're just waving their arms around. They're like thumbs up and stuff. So they take the paper, they take the pen, scribble on it. Then I go back, and then halfway through, I'm like – this is not their signature. This is just a few scribbles. I didn't know what a signature was supposed to look like. So all I see is just these little few loop-de-loops. So I'm like, I go back and I'm like, hey, this isn't a signature. This is just you doing loop-de-loops. Can you please sign your name again?
Did they sign
it again? I'm pretty sure they just moved on.
Oh, getting rejected.
I think
people like practice like signatures, or do you think they just write their names really fast and that's just what it looks like?
I'm pretty sure they like practice it. I'm into handwriting, and I just one day made a random signature. Just what I do is I just write my initials extremely quickly and connect them with cursive, and it makes a signature. So
I can't write in cursive.
You just do a few loop-de-loops and. So just write your name extremely quickly, and you'll make a signature.
That's going to be my problem when I get super famous, is I can't write in cursive. I'm like a teenager, and I still can't write cursive.
I think most people...
Very embarrassing.
I think most people can't actually write cursive, which is so
really?
Sad.
Really? I thought that was a skill that people, like, teach.
No. No one teaches cursive anymore. You just have to learn it yourself.
Oh, well, I'll probably learn it eventually, but I'm going to be suffering when I'm rich and famous, because I can't sign people's... I'll just be writing my name in script out on their papers.
I have a problem where like every few months, this was more of a problem for me a while ago. I would change my signature, and I'm just so scared that when I'm grown up and I have to like do signatures for a bank, I'm going to change my signature and then going to forget what my old one looked like. So I'm not going to be able to access my bank account or anything. Or like,
yeah, signatures seem very, very, very insecure. Because
like,
I write my name different every time I write it.
Like,
I don't have a signature.
I have mine down. I have like an extremely fancy signature, which I always use now. And I just hope and pray that I suddenly don't like get an idea for a new way to write a letter and then I forget how I used to do it. So like,
well, man, your handwriting is way too good.
I just hope that doesn't happen. Well, we're neglecting Sherlock again. Look what's happened to us.
We're 30 minutes in, and we've spent about 5 of it talking about Sherlock, 25 of it talking about airplanes, airports, mascots, getting your ears plugged, the president of Ireland, and signatures. Yes, you guys, I'm sorry. We always tease you guys with something, and then we never talk about
it. Okay, I always do this. I always like say, okay, today we're talking about this, and then we don't talk about it. And then whenever we...
Yeah, we need to stop giving hard premises for what we're going to talk about, because we always never pay that through. We always talk about it for 5 minutes, and then we get led into another thing, which leads us into another thing, which leads us into another thing, which leads us into another thing, and then we've just forgotten to talk about
exactly
what we were planning on talking about.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of signatures, do you have any famous people's signatures? You ever met any famous people?
I have So, one sec. I have an entire sports team. I have every signature from a certain sports team. Every single signature. I'm not going to say who.
All right.
But you know who.
Is this team still playing, like all of them?
Yes. It's a hockey team. All right. I have every single signature on this hat.
I'm impressed that you just pulled up the thing with all of the signatures on it, like right now.
It's just because it's on my desk.
I once had a poster of a soccer team, and none of the players on the team that I got signatures from actually played anymore, but I got the entire team signatures. But this poster I had the roster on it, and there were a couple guys on the poster that didn't end up actually playing for the team. So me, being 8 years old, decided to take a marker and scribble out their faces.
Oh, that's awesome.
So my poster that's covered in signatures just has a bunch of scribbled out faces on it.
Would you consider sports players celebrities?
No, I consider them to be, they give the most signatures, I'd say.
Yeah, because here's the thing. This certain hockey team, I've been really near them at least seven times, because we used to go to this sports team practice. We used to go to this hockey team's practices, and we went to their stadium where they practice, and I'm like 10, 15 feet from one of the players at all times. We just go up to the glass and watch them practice. It's awesome. We used to go there a lot.
I'd have to say.
And then that's.
Oh, sorry.
And that's where we got all the signatures. And like one time, one of the hockey, went, the goalie actually just came up to me and handed me their hockey stick.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that. I think the coolest signature I have is I have J.R.R. Tolkien's son's signature. Christopher Tolkien.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Oh, I also have. I have a lot of people's son signatures. I have J.R.R. Tolkien's
C.S.
son
Lewis
signatures
as well,
and then I have C.S. Lewis's stepson's signature. Yep. Wait, let me see if I can find it. One sec.
Okay.
Not that I can show it to you. I don't know why I'm finding it.
And I was, you got all of that from that one group we were in, right? You got these.
Yeah.
And I was.
We met. Well, we didn't. We met. Douglas Gresham.
We met Douglas
so I've
Gresham.
Got his signature. I've that got this signature and like the. I bought this copy of like all the Narnia books.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm super happy with it because I managed to get it signed. Except I didn't take very good care of it, so all the corners are like.
Okay.
Screwed up.
I'm just gonna go on a quick rant, real quick. I hate paperback books so much because you get this brand new book. It's crisp, it's clean, all the pages are perfectly pressed, and then one time you drop it by accident and then the cover is ruined. Like the pages are bent and it's just uneven, and sooner or later it's just gonna get extremely aged. But if you have a hardback book, it will always be in perfect condition. It will age, but it will age like fine wine. It will age like aging floorboards.
Yeah, that's why if you really want a book, like, really bad, and it's a book that you think will be, like, very cool for a long time, buy it in hardback.
But
it's worth
it. But buying a paperback book, and it'll age, but it'll age like toilet paper.
It'll age like not fine wine.
Not fine wine. Very cheap wine. Actually, no. Cheap wine does age. I'm pretty sure that's the point of it. Age as well, right?
Yeah, fine wine is just really just, it's essentially just old wine.
Yeah.
Why do we know this? Neither of us are able to drink.
Well,
I guess it's common sense.
It is. I think it is too. I think most people have. I feel like most people have had sips, like sometime in their life when they're not old enough.
I mean, probably.
Have you?
Stupid naughty lawbreakers. But
wait, have you had?
Would you count musician signatures as like
celebrity
big people?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I feel like
the musicians I'm about to talk about are definitely not celebrities.
Like I've had signatures from a bunch of musicians as well at this one Irish fest we used to go to around St. Patrick's.
Like there's this band where I've gotten like the entire band's signatures on like four different occasions.
But like this band's not anything big.
Oh yeah, no, it's a very well, it's big in the Irish. I'm not sure.
But
actually,
I'm talking about the band I got to sign. This band's not really big. They just play like a few times a year and that's it.
The band's called Lunasa. You can look it up.
What's it called?
Lunasa.
Nice.
It's spelled L-U. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it's L-U-N-A-S-A. If anyone Lunasa? Wants to look it up.
Lunasa, yeah. Lunasa. Okay.
So that's cool.
Is an Irish name?
Yeah, it's the Irish word for August.
And Irish pronunciations are some of the wackiest things ever.
Oh my gosh, the best thing ever, like, as you can already tell from this episode, I've gone to Ireland a couple times. The best thing ever is walking through the airport and seeing the Irish word for photography.
What is it?
I gotta look it up. One sec.
Is it?
I can't pronounce it.
It's like
Google Translate. But it's so funny.
Sigle-piggle-tolography.
Photography. Translate from English into Irish.
Gaelic.
Why does it not have Gaelic?
Gaelic. Just do Irish.
All those losers. Google Translate. Here's how it's spelled. GRIANGHRAFADOIRECHT.
I'll tell you, usually if someone spells out a word, I can visualize it. I cannot visualize that. I lost track like two letters in because none of those letters go together.
If it were English,
none of those letters go together.
It would probably be pronounced GRIANGHRAFADOIRECHT.
Yep.
Now I need to figure out how to pronounce it. Here we go. I got it.
Just ask Google.
Oh, crap. No, I got rid of it.
Just ask Google to translate photography into Irish.
Yeah, one sec. I got it.
Hey, Google. Is she letting up?
No, I got headphones on.
Dang it, Connor. Why do you have to wear headphones? I'm kidding.
So that my audio isn't terrible?
Well, sacrifice your audio for Google's ears. Google's lives matter.
Sorry, I'm trying my best. It doesn't want to play the sound.
Just ask Google.
Hey, Google. How do you pronounce photography in Irish?
I don't speak that language yet.
Loser. Get educated.
Oh. I'm going to put it into the search bar. Do you pronounce paste? Let's see. I almost have it. Here it is. Oh, it came out in my headphones.
Nice.
It's like Gingrafadoduct or something like that.
Goodness.
Gingrafadoduct.
Gingrafadoduct. I just have to look this up. I can't even imagine what that would look like.
It looks like GRIANGHRAFADOIRECHT.
Yep. Let's see.
So, Irish words are interesting. I also have the autograph of the guy who played Skutfarkas.
Like the word photo is, it looks like this. Green graph.
Yeah, photography. Green graph. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm supposed to be Irish. I should know how to pronounce all of these weird...
Oh my gosh, I just looked it up. It's Green Gaffadoricht. Green Gaffadoricht. It looks so weird. It's like, how many letters is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 letters.
What's the longest word in the English language?
Let's look it up. Longest word.
Isn't it like anti-disestablishmentarianism or something?
I think so. Nope. It's
Numanovotrocanamimix.
Excuse me? It's so pneumonolatrium microspilical vanocanonisosis.
Yeah, I heard this word in school. Last year. It has something to do with volcanoes.
Yeah, it has the word volcano in it. So it's
I think anti-disestablishmentarianism is the second longest then.
So, pneumonultramicroscopic silicol volcanic niosis. Dang!
What on earth?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. I love that word.
It's so much fun to say. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. The 10 longest Merriam-Webster words. Pneumonal tremicroscopic levocanososis.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? Do you know what?
It's not letting me see the...
Hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia. Let's look up the language.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Let's...
Pseudohypoparathyroidism.
I just want to see what the longest... What? Okay, there is a word in some language that takes 3.5 hours to say, and it makes up 189,819 words. Letters.
Flakonokonilihippialification. I think we should have a competition, and whoever loses has to say that word.
Sorry, what?
I think we should have a competition, and whoever loses has to say the 3.5 hour word on recording.
Okay, so this is a chemical. So you know, Titan. It's like the largest known protein or something. So this is the name for it.
I thought it was Jupiter's moon.
So, methionyl gummy bear. So it's methionyl-3-anyl-3-anyl-glutamine-largenyl-isoleucine.
The longest word in the language, I don't know what word this is. I think we should have a competition, and whoever loses has to say the 3 hour long word.
Oh gosh, 3.5 hour long word.
I think that's an amazing idea.
Imagine that showing up in a spelling bee. Like the judge just pulls a quick one. He's like, spell this.
Spell pneumonoco from microvolcano.
I want to see you attempt barbarism.
Editor's note. So sorry for whispering. It's really late at night. Don't want to wake anyone up, and sorry for the bad mic quality. My mic is not available to me right now. And I'm using the mic on my headphones, which is pretty crap, but yeah. So, not sure what just happened to his mic right there, but he was going to tell me to spell anti-disestablishmentarianism, so hope that clears up the confusion.
It should be fairly easy.
I'd bet money I can do it.
I bet money I could do it as well.
A-N-T-I-D-I-E-S-T.
A B establishment, so
no, it would be D I
S E S T A B L I S H M E N T. So disestablishment.
Sorry, I should have gotten
then
that.
Arianism, which would be A R I A S M N I S M. Arianism. Anti-disestablishment Arianism, which is a position that advocates that a state church should continue to receive government patronage rather than disestablishment.
I remember one time as a child I was in a spelling bee, and I got out on the word podium. I accidentally spelled it podium without the U. And there was some kid who was like making me nervous, like talking to me. And he distracted me, and I knew how to spell it before it started, and this kid distracted me. And I was like, podium. P-O-D-I-M, podium. Yep.
I remember, like, my second spelling bee I ever did, I was pretty young. I remember I did fairly well, but not I didn't do well, but I did decent enough. But I don't remember what word did I get out on. Let's see.
Should I horribly embarrass my brother?
Sure.
The same spelling bee, he got out on the word don't.
Sorry.
He spelled it dunt with a U.
But, wait. Wait, they allow contractions in spelling bees?
Apparently.
Did you have to spell D-O-N apostrophe T?
Or... I don't know. I wasn't spelling it. I just know that he spelled dunt on accident. He was stressed.
I remember...
He was very stressed.
Okay, the first spelling bee I ever was in, I think I was 7 or 8 years old, I think. Possibly. And I got out on ballroom, but I knew how to spell ballroom. But I said... I think I... I think I spelled it as ballroom, like BOLLROOM, you know?
That would be Bullrom.
No, BOLLROOM.
Oh, you only said a 1-0 the first
time. Oh, did I? Oh, sorry. I spelled it as ballroom, which for a 7 or 8 year old can, I guess that would make sense if you know what bowling is. You roll balls, but in the English language, apparently the judges did not approve of my configuration.
Who rolls
of
balls in a bowl in a ballroom? That's not
no
how that
in
works.
A ballroom in a bowling alley. That's
not called
that was,
a ballroom.
That was my logic, though.
Do you like bowling?
I enjoy bowling. I'm not good at it, but I enjoy it. I remember we went with. Oh, I remember we went with you a little while ago, like last year, right?
Yeah, we and a bunch of friends went bowling.
Yeah.
I think
that was fun.
It was fun. I lost. I'm really bad at bowling.
I won. Tee-hee.
My stupid balls always go into the pipes.
But at least you
called.
Didn't use fences or whatever they're called. That's like the lamest thing ever.
As a child, I always did.
That's like the most. I cannot respect any man who uses those.
I'm not that bad.
No, I know. But like, I've seen like grown men go to the bowling alley and like ask for theirs to be put up. I'm like, oops, I banged my mic. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I have a very distinct memory. Oh. I just banged my mic. I have a very distinct memory of going to a bowling alley and eating strawberry waffles.
Wow, that's detailed and yummy.
All of my very distinct memories are just like the randomest crap.
Yeah. I've never trusted bowling alley food just because it looks so greasy and disgusting. It looks like it was just on the floor. It looks like it came off the floor of Chuck E. Cheese's and they just paid Chuck E. Cheese to give them a discount on the pizza.
Editor's note. Yes, still late at night. Yes, still bad mic quality. Yes, still whispering. That was the sound of my phone falling over, which had his webcam on it.
You just dropped.
Chuck E. Cheese closed. Yeah, I know. I just dropped
you. He just dropped me.
Chuck E. Cheese closed down.
Wait, what?
They went bankrupt. Chuck E. Cheese went bankrupt.
Are you serious? When did that happen?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago.
So it's gone forever?
I'm not sure if they got bought out or if they just went bankrupt and they're gone forever. I just know they went bankrupt.
Actually,
no child will ever have to suffer through the weirdly cut cheese pizza again.
Yes! It closes! Yes! Let's go!
Why is that a good thing? I like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's disgusting. I haven't gone there.
It is
I haven't
disgusting.
Gone there personally, but it just looks disgusting. If you want to go to an arcade, go to an actual arcade. There's nothing...
That's what I always used to do for my birthdays as a child. If I ever got a party, I would have it at Chuck E. Cheese.
You guys also had like you and your brother used to always have like a combined birthday party, right? At that one gym.
Yeah, we actually only had like one in Chuck E. Cheese. I don't want to know what I'm talking about. We used to have birthday parties at this place called like.
Yeah,
something.
You just revealed where we live. You just revealed where we live. Let's say we live in.
I'm pretty sure it's a global
Is it
chain,
though?
No?
Let's see. Make sure. Just want to make sure. Sorry, guys. I'm going to be on standby for 1 sec. It looks like it is. Yeah, it is only in where we live. Good job, Connor.
All right, I will
Thank
censor
you.
Out what I just said.
Connor just revealed our location.
It was this, like. I reveal way too many things, but it was like this gym. It was this gym
sooner
place
or later,
that we used to go to, and they had like bouncy houses.
Sooner or later,
like,
you're going to reveal like your home address, social security number, or your bank account number, the last name, like your last name, the name of every single person in your family.
I've already revealed my name like a billion times.
Yep. And I haven't because I'm safe. You revealed my name as well.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you did.
I have not.
I remember you revealed my name.
I did not.
You said like, Jackie blank. What did you say? You said something like that. You revealed my name. I remember. You spent like 20 minutes trying to bleep it out.
I don't remember that, so it's possible it didn't get bleeped out. Guys, go listen to all our episodes and figure out. No, I'm just kidding. I bleeped it out. But, Yeah, we used to have joint parties at this, like, cool gym place. Mm-hmm. There was this epic foam pit. I love foam pits.
Oh, I love
pits.
That. Foam pits are fun, except they never allowed me to work. Stop dropping me.
My phone just rang. I'm muting my mic. Talk to them. My phone is ringing.
Okay. What should I say to you guys? Hello there. How are you doing? Oh no, Connor just left. Connor just left me. What should I do? Anyway, I am just going to continue talking. So, Connor used to, he should probably tell you this, but I'm just going to tell him anyway because he's gone. He's in a call, I think. But they used to go to like this giant gym place that had an epic foam pit. It was huge. It had like trampolines and stuff. It was a gym, but you're back.
Yeah, I've been back I was only on the phone for like half a second.
Anyway, I was just telling them about the epic foam pit and how they didn't let you wear socks. I was so annoyed by
that. Yeah, that's so... I think it's because you're under very, very, very imminent threat of losing socks
Okay, my feet are extremely sensitive and I can't go anywhere without socks or shoes on. So going into those pits without socks was really weird. It felt so weird.
Do you remember how they had, like, that big tower you could jump off of?
Oh, you mean, like, they had those clingy things?
With, like, the little, like, the swings that you could, like, jump and grab onto? Yeah. I was always so afraid to jump off of that.
I felt like my arms would get ripped off if I attempted.
Like, I mean, there's no danger whatsoever. You're just gonna fall into a foam pit. But I was so afraid to, like, try and grab
them. Then there were always those idiots who'd, like, try and jump on you in the foam pit.
I hated that. Don't jump on me when I'm in my foam pit,
there
nerd.
There were so many little idiots who would just walk around. They're like, oh, I'm going to jump on you. You jump on you, this like, cannibal.
Why do the idiots sound like evil Goofy?
I wonder why. The world may never know. I think we already do know.
Yeah, and that place, that was a lot of fun.
They also had that, like, I'm pretty sure, now that I think about it, it just seems like a pretty standard gym. Right?
It's kind of like a gymnastics gym.
Yeah. But I remember they
had like balance beams.
I remember they also had like a giant one of those climbing ropes, and we used to like throw each other against the rope. We'd like swing on it.
It's so funny because I remember being like afraid of a lot of these things, but I bet you I could do a lot of this stuff like easily now.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm like three times the height what I was and the age. But
and also that's where I did my first assisted pull up. Assisted pull up.
Good for you.
Assisted pull up. That basically means that someone holds me and pushes me up and down. That's what an assisted pull up is, and no one can tell me otherwise.
Do you remember that one time we had that pull up competition at one of the other sleepovers we've had over the years?
I remember I was only able to do like five or something, and I can successfully say I can triple that now. Oh yes.
I think the most pull ups I've done is like 20. But I'm really out of shape right now.
20? Are they chin-ups or pull-ups?
Sorry, chin-ups. Chin-ups are way easier.
Chin-ups are, they're way easier.
I can do like 9 pull-ups. Do you do dead hang pull-ups or do you just do?
Dead hang, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't. I could do like 2 of those.
Seriously? Just, I only ever do dead hang pull-ups.
I think it's, I can do like 4 maybe. Not 2, but I could do like a couple.
Yeah.
I have no muscle on my body. I work out and then I'm sore for a week and a half because I never work out.
I try and work out. Like I've been trying to work out a bit every day. I have not been doing it throughout the entirety of quarantine, but I started like a few weeks ago just trying to do it every day. And here's the thing. I can gain muscle fairly easily on my arms, but then if I don't exercise for like a day, I will lose it completely.
Don't think that's how that works.
No, like for a few days. Like if I don't like keep it steady for a bit, then it'll just melt away from me.
Guys, I was lying. I work out 24/7 and I am very swole. No, I'm a stick.
You know what, I'll just
well, I'm not a stick. I'm a chub.
I'll just let you feed your imagination. I'm kidding. No, you're fine.
I'm so muscular. Look how beautiful I am. Look at these abs.
Please stop patting your abs. This is...
Oh my god.
You were just like, oh, you got bad vibes. Oh yeah. Stop it.
The microphone is picking up the noise of me patting my abs. Oh my gosh. Why are we like this? Why are we the way we are?
I'm not happy, Bob. Not happy.
Why are you being Edna?
I'm not being Edna. Who the heck? What? I'm being Mr. Incredible's boss from Incredibles.
Yeah, that's Edna.
Bro, that's not Edna. Edna's this. No games.
Edna mode.
But Mr. Incredible, no Bob Har's boss is this guy. I'm not happy, Bob.
Oh, the weird guy with, like, the weird nose that got, like, stuck in the neck brace?
Ask me why I'm not happy. Why you're not happy? Good question. And that's all I know.
I haven't watched that movie in years.
Neither have I. But there are a few quotes that just stand out forever.
Insert that sound effect.
Editor's note. How about no?
I just gave myself 10 more minutes of work in less than 1 second.
Yeah, you did.
I will clap twice and then the sound effect will appear. You ruined my clapping. Now I have to do it again. I'm just going to cut out your clapping because you're a wuss.
Crap. Anyway.
So. I don't even have that sound effect saved on my computer. Why am I giving myself so much work?
Don't worry about it. Just ignore it. Ignore your recording
self. I will hold my word.
No, you won't. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I will hold to my word.
Mm-hmm. And I will hold
to my
word.
There's probably going to be an editor's note right here about how I didn't hold to my word.
Editor's note? Of course I didn't hold to my word. Like, it's 2 a.m., man. You think I'm going to search down some random sound effect on the internet that I've never heard before based on some whim you had this morning? Like, dude, I want to sleep. I've already had to record, like, 6 editor's notes because of your idiocy, not to mention having to censor that crap you pulled with the gym. I just want to sleep, man. Why do I torture myself like this?
I remember one time I had your brother, like, dance around in a garbage can and I paid him $1. At a park. We were like really young and we were just at a park near our house and I'd paid him $1 to dance around. Your mom got really mad and made him pop in the shower as you got home.
He did the Russian dance in the garbage can.
He did. I remember the shirt he was wearing. It was a Ninjago shirt.
Ninjago is the best show of all time.
Was the best show of all time.
Ninjago is better than Sherlock.
Yep.
Weren't we at like some sort of tennis camp?
Were we?
I think so. Oh, I got a cough and I don't want to let out.
I'm going to embarrass my past self so much right now. I remember I got in trouble, like, I got in tons of trouble one time because I hit one of the balls into the back of a girl's head one time and I got in so much trouble for that. Do you remember that?
Was it a girl we knew?
Yeah. It was at the tennis camp.
Would I know who this person was if you said their name?
No, I don't remember their name.
Oh, I remember we decided to become Spit Brothers.
Oh gosh, no, like becoming, shut up.
Which is like, it's like becoming Blood Brothers just with spit.
Okay, no, it was not Spit Brothers. We discovered this one thing where if you suck on your wrist for a few seconds, you'll start to bleed.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so if you suck on...
I don't remember that at all! I did not take part in that.
Oh, yeah, you did. I remember because I saw your blood. So...
You do not start... That is disgusting. There's no way I took part in that.
Not actually start to bleed, but, like, you can see...
Your skin just gets red.
It gets extremely red and you can see bits of blood.
No, that's the... No,
I remember
God,
it happening.
We were not that...
And what we did is we put it, like, we all did it, and we started to bleed a bit, so we, like, put our wrists together. You're trying it
out. Yeah, it just makes you
no,
red.
But, like,
no,
but actually, like,
involved.
If you suck really, really hard, you do start to, like, bleed a bit or something. Let's see. That sounds so weird on the mic.
It's just red.
No, like, no, if you really do it, like, extremely hard for, like, a minute and a half.
I'm not going to do that. That's really
dumb. I'm just going to turn my mic off and do it for a bit and see if it works. So you keep talking.
Fine. That you do you. There's no way I took part in that. There's no way I took part in that as a child, though. Like, I am not a weird, sadistic child.
You are. That's not sadistic. It's just sharing blood. Oh gosh, that's terrible.
Making yourself bleed
no,
is
no. It wasn't actual blood. It was just like an illusion. So the blood was there, but it wasn't escaping. But it just like it like wore out your skin a bit. And what we did is like I remember specifically you doing this because you were so excited. You had like the biggest smile on your face. You were so happy because we were sharing blood. I remember this.
No, we were becoming spit. No, we were having spit in your hand, and you'd rub it around.
What?
This is disgusting. Oh my gosh. Why? Why? Oh my gosh. Why? Let's stop talking about this.
No, let's continue. So what we did is we like suck out our wrists and then put them together and our blood would like mix up. And I remember I'm pretty sure I'm not good. Right. But yeah. That was a thing.
I remember there was no blood involved. There was no blood.
My sister showed me how to do it and I remember how to do it. I just made myself bleed a bit by doing it.
Show me. You're literally not bleeding. Your skin is just red.
No, like a bit. Like just like a little bit. Just a little bit of blood.
You cannot suck your blood out through your skin.
Not like actual blood, but it's...
Whatever it was, I think it was something much more innocent
it's basically
and less
just
gross.
Like, I don't know the science behind it, if there even is any science behind it, but if you suck on your wrist long enough... because of how bony it is there, or something, like, you'll be able to see. You're doing it again. If you do it long enough, you can see, like little pockets through your pores or something.
Whatever it was, I remember being deathly afraid to do it. I may have looked happy, but I was very, very, very... This makes me unbelievably uncomfortable.
What's wrong with
Why are we forcing you to this? This is gross.
But as we know, it was Connor who brought up the story.
I didn't think it was this gross. I thought it was just like a little bit of spit getting mingled.
That's not gross. Is that not supposed to be?
It's less gross than making yourself bleed.
Yeah, but you know those moments when you're a lot younger and you have like those little sulky moments? You know, we just feel like the world hates you.
Kind of,
yep.
Sorry, I'm aggressively rubbing my eyes. I just started feeling really tired.
Are we going to become blood eye brothers as well? Are you going to make your eyes bleed?
Oh my gosh.
You're going to suck on your eye until it bleeds.
Oh, okay. I need to... Oh my gosh.
Let's end. This is terrible. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's wrong with me.
This was a fun episode to make, but it went downhill very, very fast. So I think I'm going to call it here because I don't want to hear any more about that.
Connor, oh no. Oh no. Oh my gosh. My mic has been off for a while.
You son of a...
Oh my gosh.
Did you forget to turn it back on when you turned it off to suck on your wrist?
Oh my gosh. Got ya.
Goodbye,
I always
guys.
Get you.
He's a dingus.
It's so easy. It's so easy because...
Yeah, because your audio, like, half the time that actually happens.
Anyway, see you guys.
This episode got weird. Sorry for not talking about Sherlock. Goodbye there, and you are unwelcome from this episode of The Rewatchables.
Goodbye there.